I took it a different direction because the people on the podcast, they were giving all their answers, and I'd rather this because I think I could outsmart a bear and get away, and I could do this. And that is kind of true. Like, you kind of know what you're getting with a bear, like, you know, but still, I was thinking a bear. I must have been the mood I was in that day. But I was like, a bear, because I ain't taking care. I'm going to have to take care of that man. He's going to be like, where's the axe and where's this? And I can't find the roots. And what do I eat? And what's
bear.
For dinner?
You know what the bear, you get with the bear.
The bear ain't going to ask me anything. The bear is just going to do bear stuff and leave me alone.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Savannah edition. You are so loud. Oh my gosh, my ears. Back off of the mic, man.
Well, I'm short.
Hi, guys. We are clearly together, we are clearly on different equipment than we're used to. So,
hey, we are broadcasting live from Hardin County High School in Savannah, Tennessee, and this is episode 88.
That's right. 88. Episode 88 of Designer Cornbread. We are so glad you all are here. We're so glad you're listening, which as a matter of fact, that brings to my mind, one of the things I wanted to make sure I did this week was give a shout out to Ariana Stout, my beloved, precious Ariana, who's been Avery's best friend since they were tiny babies because we made them be friends because we were friends with their whole family. You know how that is when you're kids.
You're going to be friends with her whether you like it or not.
This is your friend. But anyway, they have been very good friends. Anyway, Avery told me the other day that she is our biggest fan.
Well,
that she listens all the time. And she loves Thursdays to get on and listen to our podcast. So we are doing really well with the early 20s demographic. And I just wanted to say hey to Ariana and thank you for listening. You know, she's known me a long time, and she already knows about all the foolishness that that happens. So
yeah, and we have had some foolishness.
Mm-hmm. We have.
Let's just give you a quick update. So Holly came down to Savannah, and we went further south to Starkville because Caleb, my middle son, graduated from Mississippi State in civil engineering. Da, 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 and it was a quite moving little moment.
It was good.
We took pictures with the bulldog and all of that. And
in front of the baseball stadium.
Yes.
It was really cool. I got to go, which was really fun. That was a unexpected fun, you know, because you never know with tickets and stuff. But it was really awesome. And now he's graduated.
He's graduated.
And he's an engineer.
And then we had a party for him on Saturday.
We did.
And I made Holly work like a dog.
It was a wing ding. I'm not going to. Well, you know, everyone who knows Joni and Ron, they know how to throw it down. They know how to have a party. So they had planned all this amazing food and stuff. And yeah, the boys got out there, though, and did the yard. Caleb was out there at 7:30 in the morning.
The pool guy showed up. The pool is done.
The pool was crystal clear.
Yes.
We
beautiful.
Had tables. Yeah. We got the tables. The boys did that and set those up and the chairs, and we did balloons and we had a slushy machine. I mean, it was a time.
Yes. My friend Paige has a slushy machine, and she was very gracious to let us borrow it.
Mm-hmm. So. And it was a big hit. Dr. Pepper slushies and stuff. So that was a big hit. And then, your beloved Wes the Pest.
Yes, I owe him.
You do
big.
Owe him.
I don't know. I may not owe him. This may be some payback.
I think that this is barely paying back.
I may be cashing in some chips. Uh-huh. Anyway, Caleb loves Wes's ribs, and anywhere we go, he always says, "These are good, but they're not Wes's." Mm-hmm. And so I went to Wes and I said, I did use the term cash in some chips. I said, mm-hmm. I need to cash in some chips. And asked him if he would smoke some ribs. That boy got out Saturday and he smoked 8 racks of ribs. And y'all, they were phenomenal.
So good.
I mean, phenomenal. One of Caleb's friends who was at the party said, I never knew ribs could taste like this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I mean.
We had the spicy peach. We had apricot. We had Memphis and South Carolina. So he did 4 different like sauces and, you know, all the things. And they were a big hit. There's the tiniest little baggie of like some ends left over.
Some bones.
Yeah, with a little bit of meat on them.
Y'all, I mean, that bone, I couldn't even cut them because the bones were like just coming out.
We tried to move them in the foil and they just fell apart.
You know, and is your first sign of a good rib.
That's
right there.
Exactly right.
So anyway, so we had a big party.
We also had corn dip.
We did have
y'all,
corn dip.
We had corn dip and it was so good. It made me so happy. She made that in honor of
we
me.
We still have corn dip.
We do. We'll probably eat that later. So yeah, we had corn dip. I just wanted to make sure.
And tonight, we're going to go out to Burnt Church.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're going to go return the slushy machine and take the barbecue mm-hmm. out. So Holly is, for the first time, going to see mm-hmm. Burnt Church.
I'm very excited.
Yes.
I'm very excited. This is a big moment. Almost as big as going last year to the Buford Pusser Festival, but maybe not quite, but it's right up there. It's right up there.
It's beautiful. I don't care. Burnt Church. I mean, it's just such a classic name. I mean, that's, yeah, you know.
Burnt Church, Tennessee.
So anyway, we did. And so it was Mother's Day Sunday, and I had been working on a surprise for Holly, and I was threatening everybody in my family if they opened their mouth, they were going to get in trouble. And so Avery, Holly's, you know, middle daughter, lives in Chattanooga, and so I sent her a text, and I just said, hey, you know, you're just like 3 hours away. Your mom's going to be here for Mother's Day. Do you think you could come over? And of course, she said, absolutely, sweet. I can. And so we're sitting there. And I said, well, I wish Hudson could come. But Hudson had to work. He was in mm-hmm. St. Louis and Thatcher's in Spain. So, but the next thing I know, I'm getting messages that Hudson is now going to come down. So again, I'm threatening everybody, and I promise you, with Ron Schenck, I was like, you need to keep your mouth shut.
She said that several times when I arrived.
You need to keep your mouth shut.
And I didn't know what, I'm like, it just seemed normal to
because
me.
That's just normal,
it's
right?
It's just normal. You know? I was like, okay.
So, because you know, if it was going to happen, Ron would like just say accidentally, whatever.
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway,
well,
so.
They didn't say a word.
So Avery calls Sunday morning, or FaceTimes Holly.
Yeah, we're sitting in our PJs having coffee in the back room, in the den, in the family room, and drinking coffee. And she FaceTimes me. And of course, I'm like, we do that all the time. We FaceTime more than like telephone call. And it's Mother's Day. So I'm like, oh, she's calling to wish me happy Mother's
right.
Day.
And I'm thinking, this is my cue call that she's leaving Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, she's giving me a little hint on when to expect her.
Mm-hmm.
Until Holly turns the phone around. And she says, look, there's Aunt Joni. Say, you know, say good morning
showing
or whatever.
Everybody in the room.
And I look at Avery and I went, that's my tree. I don't say that out loud, but I realize at that point she is like on my front porch. So Holly keeps talking to her. Go ahead.
Well, of course we're FaceTiming and again, that's normal. And I think she's just happy Mother's Day. But I noticed that she's like in just a sweatshirt. So I noticed she's not dressed for church and she pretty much always goes to church. And it was Sunday morning about the time you'd go to church. So she looked like she was getting out of a car or whatever, but she was in just a sweatshirt. So I'm like, oh, okay. She must not have. And then I saw like tree, you know, outside-y. So I thought, well, maybe they're hiking. Maybe she and Joey are just going for a hike or, you know, I don't know. And she's just taking a minute to call me. So then she said, well, what are you all doing today? And I said, well, nothing. I said, nothing. We're sitting here and we're going to get in the pool. It was beautiful and sunny. And, I said, we're going to do the pool. And I said, and then there's a beef tenderloin we're going to cook tonight, which is like my whole family's favorite. You know, anytime that's mentioned to anybody, they're like, oh my gosh. So I said, there's a big old beef tenderloin we're going to do. And just, that's going to be great. She said, oh, well, man, I came right in time. And I'm like, I came at a good time. And I'm like,
it took a minute for it to click in. She was like, what? And she was like, if somebody would come unlock the door for me.
Come unlock the door.
What is going on? What is going on?
And I couldn't get out of the stupid chair in her room because there's these recliner couches. And if you got
she tried about four times to push herself up.
Couldn't get up because the foot thing, you have to really click it in or it'll. And I couldn't get up. And then she came in and I, of course, was all flabbergasted. I just didn't, no clue. I'm very clueless. So they got me really good on that one. They got me really good. And then.
So then we're out in the tent and we've kind of got, you know, Avery's kind of tracking Hudson. And we're just praying that Holly never gets on her location that, you know, looking at where everybody is or whatever. So Thatcher calls.
Right, he FaceTimes.
He FaceTimes.
Again, totally normal. It's in
and she
Mother's
steps
Day.
Out of the tent and goes over across the lawn and is talking to Thatcher, to which we knew then that idiot. Hudson was about 10 minutes out. And so Avery sends Thatcher a message and says, keep her talking for at least 10 minutes. So she's on the phone. They're just talking. And so he comes through my back gate on the other side. There's, you know, the opposite side of where Holly is. And I go, so I've got my curtain
right.
is kind of ripped on my screen, right. on my gazebo. And so I go and I'm pulling it out and looking at it like I'm trying to, you know, come up with a solution on mm-hmm. how to fix it. Mm-hmm. But I'm blocking him so he can climb over the sofa and get, and so he gets in the gazebo.
I didn't see. And you can't, through the net, you really can't see very well. Like, I maybe would have just seen someone moving around.
She walks in
y'all,
the tent
I'm the
twice.
I'm the biggest idiot.
She walks in the tent twice and never sees him.
I thought it was once. Was it really twice?
It was twice. Yeah, you walked in twice and never saw him.
Well, you guys, I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. But in my defense, which is not much, I don't have much. I don't know what to tell you, but whenever I did, they were all hollering at me too from across the. I'm trying to just.
We're I'm like, we want to talk to Thatcher. Yeah. I want to talk to Thatcher. Like, hey, I want to talk to that. I want to talk
they
to
were.
Thatcher. Yeah.
They were all like, I have a question. I got to ask Thatcher. I come in and I'm like, okay, fine. And then Thatcher's like, go in the tent. Let's see what's in the tent, whatever, you know. And so I'm about to, I go in there. I've got my sunglasses on. So I, you know, can't really.
She
start.
Has a conversation with us.
I start to hand my phone to Joni because she's like, I got to ask Thatch something. And I'm like, okay, here. Y'all know how when you, maybe you don't. I'm the mother of the year. It's like I didn't focus. I looked at Ron because I was telling Ron that something that Thatcher said about him. And I didn't focus really on anybody. The tent just had a bunch of people. And I just thought there was a dark-headed person sitting on the couch now, and I thought it was Caleb.
Yeah.
I just assumed in my subconscious that's just Caleb.
Yeah.
Because dark, short hair.
And then y'all, her neck about snapped and her eyeballs about shot out of her face.
Well,
when
Joni
she
had to
realized.
Go, Thatcher, who's this? And like turn the phone to Hudson. And then I look up like an idiot. I take my glasses off because I'm like, what is. And then I didn't know. I left.
She turned around. She didn't even talk to Hudson. Nothing. She turned around and walked out of the tent.
I had to go sit down.
And sat on the steps. And she was going, what is going on? What is going on?
You guys, it was a lot. It was a lot. And my brain was not working at all. And I didn't recognize my own child sitting there looking at me. It's just my brain was not.
It's hilarious.
All.
It was hilarious. Anyway.
And it was a good surprise.
We had a good day. And y'all, we just sat around when we were all sitting around the table and we said the blessing. I'm just looking. And y'all, it was so good. And of course, we were missing Tim and Thatcher. But
very much, yeah.
It was so good to have everybody at the almost everybody
to have
at
that,
the table.
To have that many of each of our families back together. It hadn't been since.
It's been a long
camp
time.
Camp drop-offs or, you know. Yeah.
It just was a really, really nice.
It was. It was delightful. So we had a great Mother's Day. We did get in the pool and I recovered, but
it was so great. So anyway, so today I'm back at school and I've had an invasion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In her kitchen. The kitchen invasion.
The shop boys have found my kitchen.
They have.
Listen, y'all, they are the cutest things. They have come in, and I'll tell y'all, this started in a minute, but they have come in and found my chef coats and my chef hats, and I mean, they are living large in
there.
Truly.
I walk in, and they've got all the chef jackets, and they got the hat on, and they are just as precious as you can imagine.
I mean.
And they are chefing it up.
They are chefing it up. So, anyway, what happened when we were in Chattanooga at Skills, Bixler came in, Gavin Bixler. I lost his name for a minute. Gavin came up, he said, "Miss Shank, we made chocolate gravy in the hotel last night." I said, "You did what?" Anyway, he said, "Well, we didn't have sugar, so we made it out of sweet and low." And I went, "Oh." And they said, "It was terrible.
That would be
it
awful.
It was terrible.
Awful.
I said, "You can't make chocolate gravy out of sweet and low."
You can't make anything out of sweet and low.
Yeah, no. Oh, it was terrible. So anyway, I said, "We all have to come make it in culinary one day." So he showed up one day and said, "Hey, can I make biscuits and chocolate gravy?" I said, "Sure, come on." And I taught him cowboy biscuits, which cowboy biscuits were real easy. That's going to be my recipe, that and sausage gravy. Mm. So he'd never had sausage gravy. So I taught him how to make sausage gravy. And they had the best time. Well, then today he shows up and he brings back, it's like, have y'all seen the videos like when you feed the deer and then all of a sudden they bring the whole herd of deer.
Yeah, they go back and they're like, "Hey, guys.
Hey.
And they start creeping out of
the woods. They start creeping out of the woods. And yeah, so this is what's happened today.
They creeped out of the shop class.
And they came in and we made the biscuits and the chocolate gravy and sausage gravy again. And so then, and today's senior skip day. So the seniors are out. So it's just,
nobody's
today's just
anything.
Kind of whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then a friend of his comes in with him. And he was like, "Hey, Miss Shank, can I cook some fish in here one day? Or can I cook some fish?" I said, "Yeah, one day you can come back in here and cook fish." He looked at me. He said, "Hey, I got fish in a cooler in the back of my truck. Mm-hmm. You care if I pull around here?" And
you guys, let me just say that I don't think that happens as much up.
You don't have that in the cities?
I mean, I'm sure some parts do, but. I don't think that's a real common occurrence, and it makes me so happy that he just had a bunch of fish in a cooler in the back of his truck.
Yep.
And they offered me a piece as soon as I walked in.
Oh, it was delicious.
Tell you what, it was good. It was delicious. It had good seasoning, and they were doing some big old fries, and then they gave me a piece of shrimp that was perfectly spicy, got some good Tony's on there. Let me just say, too, and I told them this. I said, "That's right. Men that can cook." And they were like, "I love to cook. I love to cook." I'm like, "That is fantastic. Y'all just
I'm telling you,
keep
they
going.
Are precious.
That's wonderful." Because my husband can cook. He can throw down. So I told them that. I said, "My husband can cook. And my dad can cook." And
listen, and here's how I know that they knew what they were doing. Because they said, "Miss Shank, do you have any peanut oil?"
Oh, there you go.
I said, "Oh, I'm in."
There you go.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, pulls up in his truck, pulls around to my classroom, brings out his big Yeti cooler full of fish and ice. I went down in there as a Mella Yella, too.
There you go. I feel good about it.
Yeah. So, anyway, and he just, look, he gets my fillet knife, and he gets a cutting board, and he just cleans that fish right up. I mean, he skins it and takes the innards out, and I mean, it's so laying in a garbage bag on my floor.
He said, "Watch out for that bag. That's where all the guts and the head." I said, "All right. Okay. Good to know. Good to know."
So they're in there cooking. And so then I'm in there doing some book work. And he comes in. Now, hopefully Wes is not listening to this.
No.
Wes, if you are listening to this podcast, this is the point
where Joni doesn't
where
know
you
any,
turn it off.
Yeah.
She you need to turn off.
She has amnesia. And she doesn't remember any of this.
No, this never happened.
Yeah.
So they come in. They said, "Miss Shank, you care if we run to the store and get some more stuff to cook?" And I said, "Like, really, you're not my students, and so I can't give you permission." Mm-hmm. And he looks at me and he says, "Well, would you let me back in the door?" I said, "Look, I'm in here doing book work, but I mean."
I'll let you in the door. Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, what happened between my saying that and this next part, I have no knowledge of.
No.
But the next thing I know, those boys, y'all, they are in there cooking pork chops and shrimp.
They have pans going and a bubbling.
Sausage.
They're doing it.
And I mean, you've never in your life. It is fantastic.
And I'm telling you what, that I don't know the name. They were all, they're all adorable. And I'm sure they love that we're saying they're adorable. But oh, they were.
They are cute as buttons.
They were, every single one. Mm-hmm. And the, and then one, like I said, had the chef hat up on his head. They all had the coats.
That's Gavin. Yeah, that's
and
Gavin.
And Gavin had that chef hat on his head, just like he was just, you know.
He's the sous chef.
He was doing it. And I was like, this is what we need more. And they wanted to go get groceries to go cook some more. And yeah. I'm like, yes. Yes.
Yeah. It was such, but and I thought these boys will remember this for the rest of their lives, you know.
Best day of school ever. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, so I just left them in there. They're in there cooking.
Yeah, they're in there cooking. When we go back through, maybe we'll get another. They were offering everything they had. They're like, have this, you want this, you want that.
It was so good. I'm telling you. Yeah, they are great. So anyway.
There's hope for America.
There is.
There's hope, you guys. Yep. It's fine. It's going to be fine.
Yep. They are a catch right there.
Uh-huh. Boom, boom. Where's that?
I don't chink. I know.
We're too far from it. All right.
All right.
Yeah. Well, what else? I know you wanted to, I've already talked about that. You wanted to talk about vaping, which sounds like a very exciting topic. Yeah.
So what we wanted to do was pull Coach Wes in as you know, he's our high school principal, and talk about vaping a little bit. And y'all, as parents, you need to know this stuff. It is a big, big problem. It's a problem in high school, and it is a bigger problem in middle school, and now it's starting to be a problem in elementary schools.
I just can't believe it.
Now, let me tell you, the nicotine, so there are vapes, and y'all, they can hide them in all kinds of things.
Like they don't look like, you would never know what they look like USB things. They look like.
Yes,
like,
they can hide them in Sharpies. Mm-hmm. And, look, go through your kid's backpack, and if they've got a big old Sharpie in there, open it. Mm-hmm. Look at it.
Maybe they're just sniffing the Sharpie.
Yeah, that's it. So, and here are a few things, and I will tell you, I mean, when I was in high school, we had a smoking section just at the end of this hall that we're in. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, if you were 18 and you were legal, you could go smoke cigarettes with, you know, whatever faculty members were. Mm-hmm. We're smoking, but you know, that was back in the day.
Yeah, we didn't know. Nobody knew.
But, and then the e-cigarettes came out as a method to quote, get you off of cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Until the tobacco companies bought them. And
that seems a little like a conflict of interest.
Yeah. And then the goal is to keep you addicted to nicotine. So one pod in a vape has as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. And some of these kids are vaping 3 pods a day.
Oh, my word.
So, and they are. And so when I was at the health department, we had some training with these e-cigarettes as soon as they came out. And they just came out and they said, look, it is healthier for you to smoke a cigarette than it is for you to vape.
Wow.
And, of course, the cigarettes, you know, they've got chemicals, you know,
they're
just
not good,
all over.
But
the vape, you are inhaling some medical particles. And some of these vapes have is it CBD? What is the legit? The bad part of the marijuana.
Yeah. T something.
TLC.
No, tender love and care.
Yeah. I don't know, but there are a lot, and we've had a lot of kids that when they test them for the marijuana stuff, that's what's in their vapes. So
THC.
It is
THC. I think it's THC.
Anyway, I mean, you have kids constantly, I need to go to the bathroom. And that is part of their addiction because they are so addicted to either the nicotine or THC. That, I mean, it's just a constant problem. Now, let me say this. And I don't know how to say this because this sounds a bit braggart, I guess, but my children were in National Honor Society. They were in church. They were, you know, cream of the crop kids, you know, and that's who their friends were too. Mm-hmm. And my own children have told me that in their friend group, they have like one friend who does not vape.
Wow.
Who does not, you know, so this is when I tell you it's a problem, I mean, this is a major, it's not just your, you know, like when you think back about Greece. It's not your,
you used to be able to kind of tell, you know, there was a certain type of kid. And now I think it's, like you said, and part of it's the way it was introduced as like being an okay thing to do.
And it's marketing. I mean, they are marketing to kids. I mean, you'd put watermelon and strawberry flavor.
I think they've had to stop. They finally, I could be saying wrong, but I feel like there's finally some legislation and stuff about like, let's not put like fruity candy flavors on these.
They're still doing it because you can go in the bathroom and it smells like a skunk eating a watermelon in there. Boy. I mean, it's just... The problem is catching them. I mean, is searching. Y'all, they're vaping in class. They are because they can hide it. They can vape and then blow it down their shirt.
All the hoodies.
Yes,
and
all the hoodies, yep. All that. They will give it if they know they're about to get caught. The boys will give it to the girls, and the girls will hide it in their bras or things like that so they don't get caught. But for that vape to get hot enough to create a vapor, it has to have a CO2 cartridge. What do you put in your car to keep it from
antifreeze?
Yeah. So they are inhaling all these chemicals. It is doing massive damage to their lungs. I mean, massive.
I wonder
damage.
What we're going to start seeing. I mean, they've got to be these. I mean, whew, the medical professionals are going to start really seeing early. I guess cancer or I don't know what they're going to see.
There's no telling what it's doing to their lungs, but,
guys, stop it. Kids, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop
it's it. Just, it's so,
it's not cool.
It's so bad.
It's not good for you.
It is so bad. Yeah. And so, but here's the kicker. And this is, so you're not supposed to, you put age limits on it, right?
Right.
But here's what we're finding is that parents who want to make a little extra dough are buying the vapes and they are sending it with their kids to sell to kids.
That's great, parents. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. Way to go.
So, y'all, it's a problem. Don't, please, I'm sitting here begging you as a teacher who is sitting here dealing with this every single day. Mm-hmm. Don't say, my kid would never. My child would never.
Yeah, we never. Yeah.
Because.
You don't know.
When my own kids are telling me that, they only have one friend who does not vape, it's a problem. Mm. It's a problem. Mm. So, and then I kind of hoped Coach West would be in here because he has to deal with it constantly.
Yeah, I'm sure even more.
Mm-hmm. But the addiction level is ridiculous. And I did have a student who sent me a text not long ago and she said, Miss Shank, you were right. And I was like, good. What about?
What was it?
She said, I want to stop vaping and I can't. She said, I can't stop. Mm-hmm. So it's addictive. The goal is to get kids addicted.
I'm sorry,
and keep them addicted.
When you said the tobacco companies bought that, I'm like, guys, like, hello, talk about a red flag. I mean, anyway, I could go on about other industries, but I'm not gonna pharmaceutical. Yeah. I'm not gonna say anything. I don't think there's terrible intentions all the way around. I don't. But anyway, my point is that, yeah, I mean, the tobacco company, that's just not, just use common sense. That is not in their best interest. And I'm not, listen, tobacco's legal. People are smoking. Like, I get it. I get if we wanted to really stop it instead of just raising taxes on it, we just go ahead and put laws in effect and deal with it. But I think the main thing, as Joni was saying too, don't just check their path. I mean, check that, but talk to your kids, talk to them.
Yeah.
Because like you said, you don't think there's things that you just don't ever think your kid is going to do. And you feel kind of dumb, talking to them about, but I've had, numerous times where I've said, I don't think this is an issue with you. I'm not coming here as accusing you, but I need to say to you, and whatever it is, I just need to make sure you hear from me and dad this blah, blah, blah.
And what I would tell my kids when they were growing up, I'm like, look, it takes one time. It takes whatever you want to, I get peer pressure. I get temptation. But it takes one time of you getting behind a wheel, drunk.
Yep.
That you either kill yourself or a family.
Yep.
It takes, you know, one time. Maybe you never ever do it. You never ever drink. You never ever. Yeah. But that one time,
that's exactly right,
is all it takes.
And yep.
It takes one time of going too far with a girl. And I said, and sometimes a baby's the best situation that can come out of that. But one time for you to get all kinds of diseases, one time of just poor judgment. It's just one time. It's just that one moment of weakness, that one, you know, whatever. And even the drugs that are out there, you know, I was in high school, there was marijuana. There may have, you know, if anybody
there was speed,
cocaine,
there was
you know, there were things like that.
Absolutely.
But now there are things that you try one time and you're hooked.
Not only that, and this is a conversation I did have with Hudson just not too long ago. And again, I don't think I have no suspect, you know, I'm not sitting here going, oh, you're doing this or not. The point is, I don't know. And they're grown up and he's grown. He's 20. I mean, they're all grown. So I'm not in control of all that. And nor do I want to be. But he was going somewhere. And again, it's not. As they get older, you can say it more like a peer. And I really made it clear. I'm just like, I know this is not, but I just want to remind you, any pill with the fentanyl, y'all, it's not just they can get addicted. They can be dead.
Yeah.
And it's some scary, you know what. And so I just said it because I'm like, nor do I think, I had no reason to think or believe. I trust absolutely. But again, sometimes you're somewhere, and I would even say, like, even an Advil, I mean, like, really anything, unless you really, you know, I just said, just don't ever. I know you're not, but sometimes you get curious or something. I just said, because of the fentanyl, don't.
Yeah.
I'm like, we can talk about other stuff, but let's just not. And he, you know, he's so gracious about it. Like, he's just really gracious about it. He said, yeah, I know, Mom. And and I'm like, okay. I said, I just need to say it as your mom. Thanks for listening.
You do need, I mean, you need to step in, you know, with your kids and just say, hey, run the race, persevere.
Yeah.
You know, keep at it. Keep, don't, you know, because it's, I mean, we all go through those times of difficulty, you know, where it would be easy to just let, you know, succumb to whatever is there. But anyway.
Yeah. It's a good,
talk
that's a good
to your
warning.
Kids. Yep. Check their stuff. I mean,
summer's coming, so it's even more like there's no school. There's no reason to hide. It's like probably a high time when people try it.
But,
you know?
But for real, this has become a problem now in elementary schools.
I can't believe that.
Elementary schools. It's crazy.
I cannot. That just makes me absolutely.
And once, you know, and once they get addicted. And the thing is and this is what people don't understand on a lot of things, is that their brain is developing. And nicotine has effects on brain development, you know, and
so
that's where
marijuana.
I even talk
so
about
THC until you're grown, when you are grown, but especially when you're not,
as that brain's developing, you know. And it's the same thing I've talked to my students about video games. I said, it's one thing for y'all to sit down in front of a violent video game, but you can't set a 5-year-old down in front of a violent, because their brain, it's about the brain development.
Your little synapses are literally connecting and forming neural pathways. And so what is filtering in and the stimuli and the input, it's just like with computer programs, you know, input in, input out, like it's bad. If bad goes in, your program doesn't work right. Yeah. And so it's very similar, as well as many other complex things. But just feed your brain good. As good a stuff as you can, and you know, that'll be good, but it's scary.
Okay, that's Ms. Shank's high school speech for the day.
I love it. That was so uplifting. No, but you know what? That's, again, this is just part of real life. It's something that you're dealing with, so it was good. It's good to have that reminder, because as parents, I know, the stuff is hard to talk about, and you don't want to talk about it, and you also think, like, I've been guilty of being like, well, someone else is going to talk to them about that. Yeah. Like, someone at school or someone at church, they're hearing it here, they're hearing it there, but they need to hear it from us.
Yeah.
They need to hear it from us. They need to hear it from those other places, too, but it doesn't hurt to just say, hey, you know,
and
remember.
A good place to have those conversations is at the dinner table.
Yeah, or actually in the car.
In the car.
That's been one of my favorite, because they're trapped. They're trapped with you. They're trapped with you. No, I'm dead serious. They're trapped with you in the car. So like you're going, there's not going to like walk away and, you know, get something, not an intent, you know. And then also a lot of kids, especially boys, do better side to side talking rather than face to face, like eye to eye, like not, and that's a generalization. I'm not saying all boys and men are stupid, but they do better. And even teenage girls too, like it's a little less threatening of a, because you're just side by side, you know, they're sitting in the seat next to you and you're talking with them, you're not talking at them. It feels a little bit, you know, what's that? That's just my little free tip, do what you want. But anyway, okay, that was really good. The next thing today, I heard this on a podcast, I can't remember, I think it was on the podcast with Jamie and Knox and Jamie. If any of you listen, it's crazy and funny. Anyway, but they had a question for their little group. I thought I'd ask Joni this question. So would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear on the loose?
It depends on the man.
Well, ain't that right?
I mean, really, one of my students asked me that question the other day. Mm-hmm. And
asked you that same question?
That same question. Yeah, they asked me that same question.
Oh, I thought I was being all... Okay.
No, it depends on the man. I don't want to be... I would rather be stuck with a bear than some, like, creepy dude. But you've got a lot of good men out there. Mm-hmm. And I think that question, though, is posed kind of as a man basher.
Well, right. Or, like, the way that they were responding, it was like, oh, these are dangerous.
Yes.
Like the man, like, again, is the man a crazy killer or
is he a pervert?
If he's just a dude.
Is he a good dude? Is he a good man?
Right. And every bear, I initially, I took it a different direction because the people on the podcast, they were giving all their answers and I'd rather this because I think I could outsmart a bear and get away and mm-hmm. I could do this. And that is kind of true. Like you kind of know what you're getting with a bear, like, you know. But still, I was thinking a bear. I must have been the mood I was in that day. But I was like, a bear, because I'm going to have to take care of that man. He's going to be like, where's the axe and where's this? And I can't find the roots and what do I eat? And what's for dinner?
You know what you get with the bear.
The bear ain't going to ask me anything. The bear is just going to do bear stuff and leave me alone. So I was in a mood, y'all.
Until he gets hungry and then you're going to look real good.
I know, but I did.
Same thing with the man.
Same thing, y'all. I was like, neither one. I want to be in the forest with Joni. That's not a choice.
No, but all my girls in my classroom were like, a bear, a bear, a bear. I was like, wait. Depends on the man. You got a lot of really good men.
Of course. If we got to pick... Of course, I'd pick Tim. 100% I would pick Tim because he can, even though he would still be asking, where's them roots you pick? But he knows how to do stuff and he could fight the bear and he can do all kinds of stuff. So we'd be a good team. So I would definitely pick him. But if it couldn't be him or one of my sons, I might go with the bear because I don't know. That's just my thought.
I just thought, this is kind of a man bashing question,
I didn't take it that way, but maybe it was.
I just think mm-hmm. there's too much of that. You've got a lot of really, good men out there.
Yeah. What if it was like some really awesome survivalist expert?
It was the guys in my kitchen who were in there, like catching fish and cooking them.
Yes.
You know,
that's exactly right. Bring the chef hat and they'd be fine. So yeah, I know. But at the time that I was broached this, I was like, I'm taking the bear because I just
because you were done. All right, what's my next question?
That's it. That's all I got. I don't have anything else.
Oh, I thought we had a whole would you rather. Okay.
Oh no, I didn't. I'm a loser. You guys, I let her down. I've let her down once again.
That's right.
Let me tell a funny little story about you on Mother's Day.
Oh gosh.
She was like, I'm a bad person, because someone wished her a happy Mother's Day.
One of her people
texted her happy Mother's Day. We're sitting in there having coffee, and she's like, "I'm terrible," and I'm like, "What now?" Because she'd already griped about something else, and I said, "What now?" And
she said, "I'm a terrible person.
I didn't. this my sweet friend sent me a happy Mother's Day, and I wouldn't have even thought to do that, and blah, blah, blah. And so.
Y'all, she is the sweetest, kindest person ever. And she sent me the sweetest Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. You're the greatest. I love you, you know, or I love you big. Yeah, I love you big. That's good, you know. And I was like, I would not have even thought. I am a terrible person.
I know, but I got on her because I got on you because I said, first of all, she wanted you to feel good. She didn't want you to feel bad.
I know. So she starts chewing me out about this. And then all of a sudden her phone goes, ding.
And it was my good other friend. Wishing me a happy Mother's Day. And I laughed so hard because it was my friend Katie.
God got you quick.
He did get me quick. But I said, she did. But then I said, I said, here's the thing. I'm the same as you. I don't naturally think of doing stuff like that. Yeah. But I have a few friends who have kind of trained me a little. Now, clearly, I didn't get that in before Katie. She got to me before I got to her. And if I hadn't been traveling too, it always gets me a little off when I'm not home. Yeah. But I've had some good friends who have trained, not you, apparently, but who have trained me by doing that and wishing it, you know, whatever, you know, happy Mother's Day or whatever, that I do sometimes think of it now. And I have initiated it before. So I am a better person than you.
Obviously. Obviously.
Oh my gosh. It was a hoot. So it was. Yeah. So I hope everyone did have a good Mother's Day.
I hope all of you mothers out there had a wonderful Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. See, I said that before you. Now I'm a better person.
You're not. I already was better because I thought it. Whatever. All right. I got nothing else today. I think we can, it's going to be a short-ish episode today. I guess we've been going for a while. I wrote down the time wrong probably. So that's okay. Cause people are tired of hearing us. They don't even care. They're like, whatever. Are we ready for your recipe?
My recipe in honor of Gavin Bixler and his crew of boys. Mm-hmm. We're going to do cowboy biscuits and sausage gravy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all, cowboy biscuits, you need 2 cups of self-rising flour and 2 cups of heavy whipping cream. Now, I will say we did end up having to add a little more flour. If it's real sticky, just add more flour to it.
Right, it can't be too sticky wet.
You don't want it sticky wet. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then you just kind of, you know, pat it out. You want them kind of thick.
Now, do you do it like drop a biscuit style or do you actually pat it out and make little?
We pat it out and we didn't do a rolling pin.
Right,
we
just pat them into like little.
No, well, we did. No. We did a biscuit cutter.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah. Put them greased cast iron skillet.
Okay.
And you cook them in your cast iron skillet 375 for about 20, 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just kind of watch it. Mm-hmm. And then take a stick of butter and melt it and pour it. When they come out of the oven, pour it over the biscuits.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then, okay, here's your sausage gravy. You are going to cook a pound of sausage. Don't drain it. And you take 1/4 cup of flour, just all-purpose flour, mix in with your sausage, and then 2.5 cups of milk. And you sit there and cook it until it gets thick and add some salt and pepper to it, just to your taste.
Lots of good pepper. I like lots of pepper.
And I do, too. I like lots of pepper in it.
Pepper
and
up.
Voila. There you go.
Voila.
Sausage gravy.
You have.
If you want the French recipe, you can say it's a roux.
It's a roux. Kind of. And then, put some sausage in it.
Yeah.
There you go. One of my kids' favorites are the biscuit and sausage gravy and Tim, too.
I wasn't going to eat today because we've eaten all weekend. And I thought, I'm just not going to eat until supper tonight. And dadgummit, if Bixler didn't come in, say, can I make some biscuits and gravy?
I know. You texted us and we were like, still in our PJs. We're not coming. But.
I know. Anyway.
But that's good. Y'all make some biscuits and gravy. That is just the perfect. That is not hard.
It is. It's not hard.
And it's so good and so delicious. And you know, everything in moderation. But life is about balance. So there you go. That sounds good. I can't believe that one boy never had sausage gravy.
He never had sausage gravy.
That's really disturbing.
Well, he'd had a lot of, he liked chocolate gravy. So sausage gravy is like the
OG. All right. Okay. Well, that was very good. Are we ready for your top three?
Top three.
I am ready for my top three. And again, I'm going back to Gavin Bixler just introduced me to McCormick brown sugar and bourbon seasoning.
That's y'all, good stuff.
He put it on French fries, and I was like, I'm not going to eat today, but I could eat this
but
entire.
But I'm going to have chocolate gravy, I'm going to have
I had like three French fries. Because the seasoning was so good.
There you go. That boy knows.
My gosh. I mean, he does. He knows it. Okay. And then it was really good. So I have a Top Shelf Elements cupcake carrier. And it's got a double carrier. And so you can kind of stack them. I mean, it's on legs a little bit.
Right.
So that it's raised up enough. And
is that
then
your
seals.
Round one or your rectangle one?
It is the
one.
Rectangle
okay.
one.
That one's it's good. It holds a lot.
Yeah, it holds. Yep. So that is that one. And I have, and Holly's going to make fun of me and don't believe a word she says, on Amazon is a Hanes, just a long t-shirt dress.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all, this is the most comfortable thing. And I'm telling you, it's plain. It is a plain Jane. But I can't dress up at school. I mean, because I'm constantly cooking and cleaning and all this.
Yes.
But it is just a plain Jane t-shirt dress.
It's really cute. I love a long dress. So, and it's got the two slits up the side. So it is a classic t-shirt dress. It's a nice crew neck, but not a tight look. Yeah. She's wearing it right now. And you know what? She's been wearing it for like the past 3 days. That's why I make it. You would have worn it to graduation.
I would have worn
Friday
it to graduation.
If I had not said, why don't you dress up a little bit more? And you would,
but
you know
I didn't
what she
really
said?
Need to.
You know what she said? Y'all, I don't got no tanner on my legs. I can't wear nothing short.
I'm still white.
I can't wear nothing short.
I'm
my
pasty
legs.
White.
And I gave her some of my tanner that I brought that I had to buy at the Walmart because I had to buy all this stuff because I came
but
right
it didn't
here.
It did work.
It did work.
Wait,
a little
not that
bit.
Day, but now, I mean, now it's a little there, but.
It did work a little bit. You weren't as blindingly white.
I'm white. I'm Irish.
Anyway, my point is she was going to wear this, and it's a cute dress for real, but I was like, why don't she has all these other cute little dresses. So I said, well, wear that. So she wore something different to graduation, but she was going to wear that. And then she put it on the next day for the party. And again, it's really cute. In fact, it's really long too. I wonder if. It wouldn't be quite long enough for me, probably. It's pretty much to the floor on you.
It would be a midi for you. It's a maxi for me. It's a midi for you.
And I like longer. But that's a bummer. And so she wore it for the party day. And then I guess yesterday we just had swimsuits on and caftans. Because you know, girls, it's summertime is coming. That means break out your caftans and your big glasses. Okay. But she's got it on again today.
I don't even know what to say right now.
It's another caftan summer, girls. We're getting ready. We're preparing for it. We had the first one last summer, so you all should already have a couple in your closet ready to go. But you might need to get a new fresh caftan. So get on the Amazon or wherever you are, and we're doing Mrs. Roper summer again. So that's all I'm gonna say. Come and knock on my door.
All right, guys.
Okay, that's good top three. Yeah. That's a very good top three. Yes, I approve. Not that you care, but that's it. So it's cold and rainy here now, so we don't get any more pool time, which I'm a little distressed, but that's okay. That's okay. Tomorrow, guys, I will say before we go, tomorrow I'm getting busy in Joni's kitchen, and I'm rearranging some stuff. She's just said, do whatever you want, because she doesn't, you know.
Yeah, I'm a little scared, though. She says she's putting my plates in the open cabinets.
Yes.
And that's a very northern thing. We don't do that in the south, so I'm a little.
I'm bringing it down. I'm bringing it down. She's nervous about it. And I'm going to take before and after pictures, y'all, and we can let y'all decide. And a big thing for me, as we've talked about before, it's not just about how it looks. It's how it functions. It's to making things really work better. I don't want her to work so hard. Y'all, she works hard all day long.
She also has to keep in mind that I'm 5 feet tall.
Well, honey, you can't reach the dishes in the cabinet where they are.
I do, too.
You cannot reach that top cabinet.
I do, too. Not the very top shelf, but anyway, need to know this.
It's fine. So we're going to put the dishes, the one cabinet of dishes, closer to where the dishwasher and all the food are. And we're going to move... As I talked about, I don't know if I talked about this on here. Again, you know how back in the day, everybody, all the kitchens have kitchen desks. You know, it was a big thing back in, I don't know, even a while, long time.
You wrote notes and recipes.
Yeah, it was a good idea. It was a good idea. But now I feel like with the laptops and the things and people were just kind of, they don't end up getting used for that. They end up just being the place we all dump stuff, which, you know, if I had one, that's exactly what would happen. Anyway, so I said, do you use this desk? She said, no, you know, I don't. So I'm going to turn that into, as I saw on Pinterest, I'm going to move her coffee stuff over there and make that the coffee bar out where people can get to it better. Because she's got a wonderful counter right next to it, too. Big, like, buffet, serving
bar.
Counter.
That's where I put all my serving when we're doing.
It's really nice. So to move the coffee stuff out of the corner of the kitchen and open up that counter for stuff and then have the all the goodies out there. So I'm really excited. So I'm going to do that tomorrow, and we will let you know. We'll take before and afters, and we'll keep you all updated. But that's what's happening tomorrow. And then I go home.
I'm going to be at school.
I know. It's going to be amazing. You're going to come home and be like, what in the world happened? How long is it going to take for Ron to find anything? It's going to be a good time.
He can't find anything.
It's
going to
be a good time. It's going to be like, where are the, I don't know, Holly did something. So, all right, guys, we will keep you posted. But thanks for tuning in. Hope you're having a great week, everybody. You know, chilling like a villain. Getting ready for ending of school for all of you. Who are
cruising on into summer.
Cruising in, guys. Start to slide into home.
That's right.
You're almost there. So that's all we got. So until next week, see you, Cornbread.
See you, Corn Dip. What is going on?
What is happening?
What is happening?
It was two surprises in one day. It was a lot.
It was hilarious.
I was drained. I'm an introvert. I was drained. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to get in the pool. I got to recover.
All right. I'm going to name this one the Gavin Bixler episode.
No, nobody's going to know what that means.
Well, they never know what any of it means.
Say shop boys, or shop boys or something cute like that.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in the kitchen.
Boys are back.
I don't know. Yeah, something like that. That'll be cute.
Okay.
All right. That's all we got. All right. I'm going to turn it off. Do I just hit that thing?
Yep.